I want to talk about change. Everybody talks about change, but I want to talk about change backwards. Changing back, not changing forward. Everything is about, we've got to change. I mean, change is happening all the time. Every time you wake up, and you wake up in the morning and you look at your gums and things, when you scratch your bum and you probably fart, and it's, change has taken place whilst you've been asleep. And so change is happening all the time, and we are always cajoled that we've got to control it, be with it, understand it, create it. And that's, if you'll forgive the expression, total abysmal bullshit. I want to talk about changing backwards. Changing backwards. We lose things on the way. We lose compassion, we lose energy, we lose spirit, we lose intelligence, we lose all sorts of things on the way. And we need to get them back. Most of all, we lose that most impossible ingredient, that wonderful, sensational ingredient in human beings called, we forget how to dream. We lose the dream. The dream, that thing. Can you remember when you lay on your back as a kid and you watched the clouds scudding by and you said, one day I'm gonna. What happened to the gonna? What happened to the dream? Somebody came along and said, stop dreaming. Get yourself a qualification. Get yourself a job. Get out there, kid, and be responsible. And that's exactly what you do. And then life goes on and on and on. Kids, husbands, the whole tragedy. And you think, what happened to the dream? And when people say, well, what is it you want? And you think, you're 50 years old and you know what you say. Do you know what you say? If you're a lady, if you're a woman, I think I'd like a new kitchen. We've already put a new top to the house. We've got a swimming pool, it's above ground, but it still works. And we're thinking about having a little place down the coast we can visit in the weekends. That's if you've done really well. Those are the dreams. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Did you dream any of that stuff when you're lying on your back and watching the clouds go by? None of that stuff happened. None of it happened. So we're going to go back. We're going to go back to the dream, that beautiful thing. Without a dream, we are absolutely, totally nothing. We can be led by the nose. We can be told any kind of bullshit. We can buy any kind of nonsense because we have no focus. We have no focus. We focus simply on our work, our daily lives, the kids, etc. It's all communal focus. And I don't mean it in the sense of community. I mean it in the sense of your own private little community. We get so caught up with the community of family, with the community of friends, with the community of ambition, with the community of work, with the community of structures, that we lose entirely that central core, which is us, me. How long was it since you did something for the me? Not for the community, not for the kids, not for the husband, not for Auntie Millie, not for your parents, for you, for you. That deep need human beings have to be unique, to be wonderful. And we all are wonderful. No human being ever born has got less grey matter in his head than any other. So it becomes a question of how we think about ourselves, what we do about that thinking and that thought process, how we mature it into something that is terribly important. You guys are mostly leaders. Whether it be covert or overt leadership, you are nevertheless leaders. But how are you leading yourself? How are you leading yourself? We think that giving is leading. We think that giving of ourselves is everything. It's only a part of something. And when you do something for yourself and you have this total, complete belief that you are unique and wonderful and powerful, and I don't mean in the kicking people in the ass sense, but powerful in the sense that nothing will inhibit you from achieving what you set out to do in a spiritual way. Forget about the big salaries, forget about the CEOs, forget about all that crap. What we're talking about here is you. It's your spirit, your sense. Okay, so you're gonna be a dreamer. There we are. I'm asking you today to dare your genius to walk the wildest unknown way. Now, what does that mean? That sounds a bit of a cliche, but what else? What does it mean? To dare your genius, because we all have it. We all have that genius. To dare your genius to walk the wildest unknown way. Okay. First of all, you've got to stand up. I wonder if this is going to collapse. See, I dared my genius to stand on that. You've got to stand up in front of your loved ones, in front of your friends, in front of everybody, and say, I have a dream. And pronounce it. Not, I have a little dream. And if nobody's actually looking, I'll have a bit of a go. You stand up there and you say, I have a dream. And everybody around you falls on your back and kicks up their legs and laughs and says, ha ha ha, you have a dream. They're the ones who are lying on their backs, kicking up their legs, giggling. When you cut down the tall poppies, only the weeds are left. I have a dream. And you enunciate it, and you talk about it, and you commit yourself. You commit yourself. Okay, dare your genius to walk the wildest unknown way. There you are. You wait, you always wait for a lovely day. The birds are going. Sun is shining. You go to the wildest unknown way, you open the gate to the wildest unknown way, you're walking on daisies. That's you. You're having a dream. You're going to walk the wildest unknown way. Thunder. Lightning. You look down and you're walking on shards of glass and it's pissing down. And you're worried, and whoop-bum! You fall into a bear pit. You come out of it, you're bare-assed, you're a mess. You walk a bit further along the wildest unknown way, and this lion jumps out and grabs you, and you're torn apart, you're a mess. Oh dear, the lion's got you. You're lined up. You're bare-assed, you're a mess. You walk a bit further and this gang of pygmies grabs you and bang, you've got six arrows up your bum. You're walking down the wildest unknown way. You're shafted, bare-assed, lined up, you're a mess. You walk a bit further and this white gang of Bornians gets you and they grow bamboo through your chest. You're up to your eyebrows in excrement. You're bamboozled. Lined up. Whatever the other two things were. There you go. This is the wildest. I know why. One day you're here. Haven't heard a bird in months. You look up, the cumulus nimbus have separated. Blue sky. Sun comes down. Look down. You're walking on daisies. That's you. You look back, you say, I know all about bear pits. I know all about lion attacks. I know all about pygmies up my bum. I know all about bamboo through my chest. I'm not scared anymore. Because the terrifying thing about the human imagination is that we can imagine disaster far better than we can imagine success. So we stand there and we say, yeah, if I did that, just guess what'll happen to me? Boy, you know we are. The old man's kicked me out. Kids won't talk to me. I'll lose my job. We won't be able to pay the mortgage. Ah, thank you, Bryce Courtney. Get stuffed. Disaster. Disaster. We always see it. We see it clearly. If we could use the same imagery for success, we'd all be hugely successful. Because our imagery for failure is absolutely perfect. It's pristine. It looks beautiful. We can see the edges clearly. Everything is in pure, perfect focus. Disaster focuses beautifully. Joy, wonder, dreaming is blurry stuff, isn't it? It's blurry stuff. Go for the blurry stuff. All you gotta do is get your focus right. You gotta pull focus, kids. Pull it till it's sharp, till it's sharp. That's what we're about. They didn't come and fetch me, of course they didn't. So I crept under his house and it was like a Queenslander on stilts. And I crept under it and I'm weak as anything and desperately tired from the loss of blood and I fall asleep. I wake up in the morning, the sun is coming through the floorboards and I'm propped up against a large box. And being a curious kid, I stand up because I'm only about that big anyway. And I look into the box and it's full of books. And they're in English. That's why they're hidden underneath the house. They're in English. I didn't know at the time they were in English because I couldn't read anything. But there's this one book, this one red leather book. It had green verdigris on it. But the edges of the pages were in gold. It was the most beautiful thing I had ever seen in my whole life. And I put it in my khaki shirt. It's the first and only thing I think I've probably ever stolen in my life. And I walked back to the orphanage in the early morning, about 5:30 in the morning. I hid the book under a big rock. About 3 months went by, and a temporary teacher came down from Johannesburg. She earned my trust. Nobody at that stage, nobody, I trusted nobody, because every adult had ever been known had beaten me. She earned my trust somehow, and I took her my book, and I said, please, miss, can you teach me to read this? And she opened it. She said, but it's in English. I said, I don't care. Just teach me. Teach me any language. I don't care. She started to teach me. She was only there for two terms. At the end of two terms, I was reading quite well at the age of seven, starting late. Every month from then on until I was 11 years old, she would send me two books and an exam paper and a letter. At the age of 11, she said to me, there is a scholarship going for South Africa's most important private school. 2,700 kids sit for this scholarship. I want you to enter it, but you won't get it. You're 11 years old, you're too young, but it'll be good practice. I won the scholarship with an average mark of 98%. 11 years old, barefoot, and I'm going to the poshest school in the country. kids, you've got to have a dream. You've got to dream as possible. Now, I'm going to give you a mantra for dreaming. Write this down. Tattoo it on your bums if necessary. It's hugely important. It's hugely important. This is the mantra for dreaming. Get this right and you're going to be okay. I promise you, I promise you, I promise you, I promise, promise! Okay, pens ready. Tattoo parlor next Wednesday. Okay, it goes like this. When you're skating on thin ice, you might as well tap dance. That's it. When you're skating on thin ice, you might as well tap dance. There you are. You're Torval and Deaning. You're wonderful. You throw her up in the air. She does a double somersault. Don't know why the woman always has to do the difficult stuff. She's through your legs. They're wonderful. They're playing Brahms' violin concerto, and you can see the gold medal in the distance. You are fantastic. You are marvellous. And you're falling! You're falling in a hole in the ice. And you come out, spitting and gurgling. There's always six people on the perimeter of the hole. One's got a 10 above her head, 9.9, 10, 10, 9.8. There's always somebody from Ghana who gives you three, bugger him. 10, 9.9. And they say, did you see that entry? And they pick you up and they tell you off and they're with you. Because there is nothing, nothing in this world more compulsive than a dreamer. Dreamers are leaders. All the other people are street sweepers. They're keeping everything nice and tidy, the status quo, everything is beautifully done. Don't rock the boat. When you dream, you can look over the far horizons. You can pull focus from anywhere, kids. If you're a dreamer, a dreamer, and don't wait for menopause. Kids, you can do anything. You can do anything in this world you want to do. All it takes is imagination, guts, determination, and love. But don't forget to make a monkey of yourself every now and again.